It's 10 after 9. You are listening to Radio Islam International, and we do have Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat in line. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, just before we start the program, I must tell you that I have one of your books that need to reach you. It's Refuting ISIS. It's laying there by my place for the past 2 weeks. Inshallah, I should make a plan to get it to you.
Inshallah, you're forgiven for the delay, Mawlana.
Inshallah. Mawlana, very interesting pick this morning. Hazrat Shah Waliullah, beg your pardon. Shah Wasiullah, his life and teachings.
Yes, Mawlana, I think like we always do, you know, we confuse these names. There's the Wasiullah and then there's Masiullah. We all know the name Mawlana was Masiullah Khan Sherwani from the fact that he had visited South Africa on many occasions. This is another great saint of our times, also a khalifa of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, and his name is Mawlana Wasiullah Sahib. And we've heard a lot about him. In the past, we've heard him referred to by many of the ulama who come to South Africa and speak about his life, quote his sayings, all of this. But now we're fortunate that we have a book in our hands titled Hazrat Mawlana Shah Wasiullah Sahib, His Life and Teachings. This is a book prepared by Mawlana Muhammad Qamru Zaman Sahib, Allah Abadi, Damat Barakatuhum. And the book is translated now by Mawlana Muhammad Muhammadi, and also published by Al-Qamar Publications and Maktaba Darul Ma'arif. The book is important for the simple reason that the lives of the saintly people are important for us. We have to realize that life emulates life, and by looking at the lives of these pious people, we can ourselves benefit a great deal. Mawlana Muslih al-Ummah, he was called Mawlana Wasiullah Sahib, was really a very, very prominent scholar of his time. Being a khalifa of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he had set himself up then as a teacher and as a reformer of his time. And a central point of his contribution and his call can be summed up in the statement Izalatul Nifaq wa Islahul Akhlaq. He was concerned with the removal of what he saw as hypocrisy and Islahul Akhlaq, the rectification of character. And he made an impassioned argument that hypocrisy as understood in the Quran and Hadith remains to our time. And quoting several of the great scholars such as Hassan al-Basri, many tabi'un, even people like Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh, who said that while nifaq i'tiqadi, doctrinal hypocrisy, may be specific to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where somebody is identified as a munafiq, nifaq amal wa akhlaq, hypocrisy in actions and character remains. And so Mawlana made hypocrisy and the removal of hypocrisy from our actions and our character a important part of his work and his entire mission. He said that today we find that there is people who have belief. There is no unbelief in people. There is even no ignorance in many people. There is no general and universal type of sinning, but what you find is a dichotomy between the external and the internal, a lack of conformity between belief and practice, a conflict between our claims and our actions, and also a dissimilarity between acts of worship and acts of character. And he said this type of dichotomy that we live in, this is the first thing that we have to remove. And secondly then, he said that we must rectify our character, and this really was in tune with the teachings of his Sheikh Hakim al-Ummat Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Qudassirallahu Sirrahu, who was concerned with the rectification, we know, of dealings, character, reformation of society and the correction of customs, and this was a theme that we know is very prominent in all of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi's works and his writings. And so the author tries to now capture the life of Maulana Wasiullah Saab in this book. And the foreword to this edition is a foreword that has been prepared apart from the foreword by the author himself, Maulana Kamaruz Zaman Saab. There is a very good introduction by Muhaddith Jalil Abu al-Ma'asir, Hazrat Maulana Habibur Rahman Saab Azmi. And in this book, he details his contacts with Maulana Thanvi, also his stay in Thana Bowen, his meeting with Maulana Shah Wasiullah Saab, how he saw Shah Wasiullah Saab writing and all the sayings of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi down as instructed by Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And then he, in this introduction, has great praises for Maulana Kamaruz Zaman Saab and his abilities to actually write down and pen very carefully the life of Hazrat Muslih al-Ummah Maulana Shah Wasiullah Saab. And the book then follows with a discussion of the biography of Maulana in some detail, also looking at, apart from just a dry biography, important aspects of his life that appeal to that would appeal to the reader, looking at aspects about, for example, his keenness in far as investigating matters about the Sunnah, his love for the Sahaba, the different texts and poetry which appeal to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and some of the letters that were received, his Hajj journey, etc. All of these, I think, add to the complete picture that we have now of Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali's life, and really brings to life this person who we've heard about very often, but here we get an opportunity to see him at close quarter. So I think this is a very good book. And the good thing about this book, Maulana, is that towards the end of the book, the various forwards, you know, to the book has have been introduced. A forward by Maulana Zafar Ahmad Osmani, Maulana Dr. Abdul Haysab, Maulana Manazir Ahsan Ghilani, and a number of others. These forwards have been put as an appendix at the back of the book, which is really a very good idea, so that they don't disturb the flow of the book in the front of the book. The book as a biography with the introductions is 280 or so pages, and then there are a number of forewords that follow after that. All in all, Maulana, a very, very good, certainly a very good read, and for anybody who's interested in knowing about the life of this giant, really, of our own times, can take this book and take up this book and read it.
Wonderful stuff. Maulana, where do you get hold of this book?
Maulana, just to say that the author of this book, Maulana Muhammad Kamaruz Zaman Saab Allahabadi, is set to come to our country very soon. He should be in Port Shepston, I think, for an important jalsa there. And then there is talk of having him in Gauteng as well. So we look forward to him. He is a very spiritual person. Many of our ulama have already made the links to him, and I think that this visit certainly will mean that he will be exposed to a greater number of our people, and people will be able to take benefit from this spiritual person, Maulana Muhammad Kamaruz Zaman Saab. The book is available now in most bookshops, and it's published by Al-Qamar Publications. The major bookshops all keep the book now, Maulana.
Wonderful, Maulana. Jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated, Maulana.
Jazakallah, Maulana. The title again, Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Saab, His Life and Teachings. The author is Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Kamaruz Zaman Saab ala habari damat barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
It's a very interesting pick for the week, and you've got the details there. And mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read these books and study the lives of our pious predecessors.